News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A leading bariatric surgeon has warned that the COVID-19 pandemic is likely to increase obesity in Ireland. Dr. John Connolly, who is a consultant surgeon in the Mater Private, made the claim following data from the CSO, which reveals that 4 in 10 people said their consumption of junk food and sweets has increased as since the start of COVID-19. And to discuss this further, we're joined by Eva Orsman, medical doctor and health advocate at Orsman's Clinics. Eva, you're very welcome to the programme. What do you make of it? The Corona Stone, people are still talking about it. We are carrying extra weight over this time. What can be done?
I mean, obviously so much can be done. Good morning. While I, you know, agree with Dr. Connolly, that's of course, these are very concerning, these increasing levels of obesity. But I think it's really worrying again that, and very sad that we are offering people the option, almost like the only option, the bariatric surgery, and trying to put efforts and increase resources on that instead of trying to give people really practical advice, diet plans, support, that they can actually really start seeing the weight coming off. Obviously, now at the moment, many people are even, you know, like, even it's even a struggle to maintain your weight if you are the lucky one who falls into the normal weight category. But if you are already carrying excess weight, and that usually is, in most cases, result of a comfort eating, you know, unhealthy lifestyle. And of course, you know, these lockdown and restrictions, they are very seriously affecting our mental health. And it's, I sympathize with people that, you know, food is the sort of almost like at the moment the only comfort.
Yeah, and is emotional eating a big part of this? We are under pressure. We are under stress. People
Absolutely.
Are anxious. So they hit the biscuit tin.
And absolutely. And what worries me as well is that, you know, at the moment, people are at home struggling many things. You know, they're working, they have children there. And to keep children, you know, quiet for a little while, you give them a biscuit. We reach that for ourselves. We maybe have too much wine. So all this is, of course, having an impact. But I think it's very, very important that instead of now asking the government to give more resources for the obesity surgery, which is a surgery, first of all, bariatric surgery basically means that you cut part of your stomach off or make it very small so that you reduce the amount of surface that the food can be absorbed. So you basically reduce the amount of calories that your body can take in. But the reality is that people who undergo bariatric surgery, and I have seen these patients over the last 20 years in my Orsman clinics who initially lost weight with bariatric surgery, but because they did not change their lifestyle and they weren't giving the education, they kept eating unhealthy, high sugary, high fat. For example, you could drink still Coca-Cola, you could drink, eat chocolates, you can have ice cream, and you can still put the weight back on. So what I'm trying to say is that we are trying to, again, give people an option, like saying to people a misleading information that this surgery will resolve their problems. I mean, it can be an option for some people, but at the end of the day, we are not going to resolve obesity crisis in Ireland or anywhere in the world unless we start with the prevention, education, and a solid,
Ava, you're
solid information.
You're right on all that in terms of prevention and education and all that. But there is an argument that people who are above a certain weight will not be able to get to a normal weight with diet and exercise alone, that it is an unachievable goal. And for those people, bariatric surgery does work. We had Donal O'Shea, professor of the HSE's lead on obesity, advocating for this surgery on the show only about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, but Kira, they actually, bariatric surgery typically only drops 20% their weight. So if you are 20 stone, people have this idea in their head that you from 20 stone go to 9 stone because you have a bariatric surgery. And typically the statistic shows that they only lose 20% of their weight. So it doesn't still get them anywhere to a really healthy weight. And they can still, many of them, put the weight back on. And plus, they are continuous for the rest of their lives.
And again, you're right, Ava, but we know that if you lose 10% of your body weight, you get a huge amount of benefits from doing so.
But you can... But Kira, you can get these results as well, for example, with well-supported, very low-calorie ketogenic diets, which are based on a consumption of vegetables. You learn home cooking. This is the method and system that they use in Finland and has been using for the last 20 years.
A lot of people fail, though, to adhere to
clinics.
Yeah, but a lot of people fail, Ava, is the bottom line, to adhere to that.
It's actually interesting, Kira, they don't. I have basically 4 clinics in Ireland, and I have been operating for the last 20 years, and I don't run a successful business because I don't get results. I get results, and I get results because of the word of mouth. And the reason it's based on the fact that these people get individual advice, they get support, and they meet a professional expert every week, and they get the support. And this is what we should be able to offer nationwide. Unfortunately, doctors and nurses are not educated on nutrition. You know yourself, Kiera, how much did we study nutrition at university? Doctors, GPs, nurses are still out there telling people, eat less, exercise more. First of all, you can eat a lot when you eat the right stuff. Exercise is a very small part of the weight loss, especially when you are obese. When, for example, I see a person in my clinic who has a BMI over 40, which means that it is a high risk. These people typically have type 2 diabetes, they have high blood pressure and all these chronic conditions. I actually tell them, initially, before they have lost one or two stone, to do no more exercise than just walk a little bit and use the time that they have to cook and prepare the meals that we tell them.
All right.
Because once they start seeing the results, because people need to see results. And when you have
I take on board your point, Ava. It's just that we're up against it for the news. But thank you very much for coming on. And obviously, you're very passionate about all of this. That is Dr. Ava Orsman there of the Orsman Clinics, medical doctor and health advocate.
It's hard at the moment. I've noticed the last few weeks I'm kind of eating a lot
you
more,
look
exercising.
Very trim.
I did spend all day yesterday grazing. Yeah, I have to say, we got an amazing hamper of goodies in from Monk's Green in Phibsborough. Oh my God, it was unbelievable. Focaccia breads, pastrami, cheeses, pastries. It was spectacular and beautifully presented, I have to say. So I did,
fair,
I was a bit bold. It was very healthy.
To you and to them. And that sounds divine now. Now I'm fantasizing about food.